Now it's the guys' turn, and we got a good one for you here. Another ranked team coming in, La Mega Raider Fellas. They are 16-3. They're the fourth-ranked team in Class B. Cherokee coming in with a winning record as well, coming in at 11-7. But more importantly, winners of five of their last seven. So they've been playing their best basketball late, which is kind of what they're used to. Usually some late football seasons gets them a little late start on their basketball season, and that is the case. You got some new additions. We're dealing with some injuries they've had to shake off here from football season starting to figure out what they are as a team, what their identity is. It's not how you start, it's how you finish. And Coach Guffey's used to having really good teams. He's had a winning record his last 2 years. He was 16-8 a year ago, 18-9 the year before that, 15-11 in 2017. So he's used to double-digit wins most years he's been there. It's Coach Guffey's 11th season. He's won 57-117. And this Cherokee team looking to make a little run here. They got the athletes. They just got to figure out kind of who they are. A lot of bodies, a lot of depth on this squad. Is there a lot of guys out there? And they're going to look to try to pull the upset. This is a game we've already played. It was 60-18. La Mega won the last one. That was January 22nd. This is going to be a totally different game. As again, we mentioned how much better the Chiefs are playing. Also, La Mega going to be without one of their big pieces as Noah Snowden, who's I don't know if he's officially their leading scorer, but he is a big part of their offense, and he is out. He had COVID. He is now like one day away from coming back. And that's going to have to be an advantage Cherokee looks to take. La Mega Raiders, the guys coming in again, we mentioned 16-3. They are led by Coach Justin Edsel. He's also the track and cross country coach. And we talk a lot about how good girls basketball is. Track and cross country specifically, very good at La Mega. A lot of banners up there. They have been to state, I believe, I want to get this right, but it's been to state about eight consecutive boys state cross country trips. And Coach Edsel also heading up that cross country team because he at one point was a state cross country runner along with his sister Brooke. And they a lot of banners with their names hanging up as they have did a very good job of that. And they're going to bring that to the basketball court. And success breeds success. And when your girls' team is this good, your guys' team tends to be pretty good as well. But the Cherokee squad, not too shabby on the track side on their end, as they specialize in that as well at Cherokee and have a very nice track of their own. And that's what this is going to be the key to this game for these squads. Looking at the track meet that might shake out. For Cherokee, the big key to them, you got to score more than 18. They only had six in the first half, the first two times these two teams met. Four in the first quarter. That cannot happen. You're going to have to come out offensively, use your athleticism and your speed, and disrupt this La Mega team a little bit. Again, districts have already been decided, so La Mega may come in thinking we won 60-18, and we've already beat this team, and we've got not a ton to play for here. You want to take advantage of that early. If you're La Mega, start quick. Don't look ahead to ceiling coming in. You can't overlook this team because it's going to be a different squad than you saw the first time. Also, they need to figure out who's scoring for these Raiders if Snowden's going to be out tonight. Well, he is out tonight, so they're going to have to figure out who comes up with those buckets. A lot of options out there. Going to be some players that play big roles. Riley Lumpkin usually steps in and picks up some of the scoring. Kelby Ott going to be in the post as well. And another thing, if you're Cherokee, you want to look for, you cannot give up the second chance points. Killed you on the boards in the first game, and you can't let that happen. Going to have to box out. Going to have to really start playing us, firing on all cylinders if you're the Chiefs tonight. Start prepping for the postseason now, both of these squads. You want to look at this as a chance to start looking ahead to districts and to start making some noise right now. And this would be a big win and a big confidence builder if Cherokee can pull this off here in La Mega's home gym against the fourth-ranked team in Class B. So about 2:49 left here. We're going to take a break and be right back. Don't go anywhere. We've got La Mega. We've got Cherokee coming up right after this on our Round Ball Roundup on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC. Opportunity. It's right here at Northwestern Oklahoma State University. Start or finish your degree today at one of Oklahoma's best regional universities. We're located right here in Woodward, along with locations in Alva, Enid, and at the University Center in Ponca City. With online options and concurrent options, starting and finishing your degree has never been more convenient with NWOSU. Visit us online at nwosu.edu to learn about obtaining your quality, affordable education. Northwestern Oklahoma State University. Success lives here.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Back in Omega here at Lomega High School. We wanted to mention the girls game. 90-45, Lomega Lady Raiders beating the Cherokee Lady Chiefs. Their leading scorers, by the way, for that first game. Gracie Leslie finished with 17 and really caught fire there in the second half, trying to make a little run there for the Cherokee Lady Chiefs. Macy Goodwin finished with 6. Abby Guffey had 9. Gabby Solis had 4 and a ton of rebounds for Gabby. Then Riley Hensley with a point, and Carson Schonbacher coming off the bench with 7 for the freshman. Madison Wheeler also chipping in a couple for Cherokee. And on the Omega side, a lot of numbers here. It starts with Addie Wilson. She had 21. She sat most of that fourth quarter, or that total would have been more. Abby Swart, a freshman, coming in with 18 off the bench. Good night for her. Emma Duffy had 7. Sydney Walker had 9. Darcy Roberts, 11. Hensley Eaton, 12, as everybody spreading the ball around. Then coming in late, Monse Rivera with 5. Allie Roberts with 3. Reagan Raymer had a couple points as everybody late there off the bench getting in the action for the Lady Raiders. But now it's the guys' turn. Omega and Cherokee going in. And we talked a little bit about the keys. We also want to mention Coach Justin Edsel. Justin Edsel for the Omega Raiders. His ninth season, he's 122 and 120, but what an improvement. His second season, they lost every game they played. And he's went from losing every game he played to really turning around this Omega team. They were 20-10 a year ago. They lost in the areas to a real good Hammond squad. And then 2019, 17-11, 2018, 17-13 to areas, 2017, 22-9 to areas. So he went from losing every game to bringing this team to the areas almost every year in the last 5 years. So what a run there for this Omega team. Looking poised to do it here. Cherokee got their hands cut out for, or got their work cut out for him, rather, tonight, and we'll have their hands full, mixing my metaphors. So they're gonna try to pull off this upset here. This is not, don't let the first score fool you. This is game's gonna be probably a much closer than it looks like, and it's gonna start here with Noah Leslie and number 3, the senior, gonna start for Cherokee. They're in the red with the white numbers. Jay Jansen, number 12, the senior. Number 21, Gabe Wyatt, the junior. Number 23, Rustin James, the junior. And Trevor Green, 33, the senior. And he had a great football season, did Trevor. And looking to move it over to the basketball court. The name you won't hear because he's still injured. Lake Lyon, still not a healthy 100%. He's still going through some rehab. So he's got about 3 months before he can start kind of getting into it and really start feeling healthy. Lake, of course, was at one point looking like he could have been the offensive player of the year in Northwest Oklahoma, the Eden News, as that honor went to Jet Cheatham from Oklahoma Bible. But Damian Lobato, also on this Cherokee team, was the runner-up. So a lot of good football players for both of these squads as they're getting ready to tip it off. As Lomega in the white with the blue numbers. They will be going right to left. And they're going to have Dylan Fisher, the senior, going to be in there, as well as Hector Rivera, senior. Riley Lumpkin, we mentioned him at the top, senior there. Kelby Ott, the sophomore, is going to get the start, number 50 and number 20. Brooks is in there. They're going to be, the start's going to go to Blake Snowden, is going to get the start tonight. It's usually Brooks Ulanok, or was last week. So now the tip, and here we go. Omega going to start with the basketball. They win it, and it's going to go. They're going to be going right to left, as we mentioned. They're going to start out in a little twist. Ott tries to hand the ball off. Ball goes off the foot. Everybody's on the ground, and they come away with it. Do the Chiefs. Rustin James flips it ahead. They hand the ball back off out to the outside of White. He drives inside, tries to cross over, and he is tied, or Leslie, rather. He gets tied up, and we're going to get a jump ball. It's going to stay here with the Chiefs, who lost the initial jump. So nothing here early. And now the ball inbounded far side by Jansen. Gets it into Noah Leslie playing the point. He's got Rivera on him. Now to the other side of Rustin James. Rustin James, they swing it all the way right back around. We thought about a three. Put it inside of the post. They get a jump and a block up underneath. Fisher blocks Gabe Wyatt. And quickly back come the Raiders. Nice job defensively that time by Fisher. Crossover now to inside the other side to Ott. They swing it around to Lumpkin. Far corner. Now to Rivera. They're going to reset Snowden with the basketball. Try to cross over. Low dribble. Back out to Audie. Ball fake to three. Now he gets it up to Rivera. He thought about a three. They swing it to the other side to Snowden. Drop it down inside to Fisher on the block. And they swing it back out to Snowden. He'll try a three, and he hit it. Blake Snowden with the first 3 points of the game. And Omega strikes first. 3-0 the score with 6:31 left in the first quarter. Now the Chiefs coming back to their side of things. Get it over to Rustin James. Looked inside to Leslie. He's not there. They swing it all the way back around the far wing to Trevor Green. Flip it back over to Jay Jansen. Over to Green. He's pushed all the way out by Ott. Tries to go baseline back inside. And they flip it over to Jansen. Trying to pierce that. Back here in Lomega. 1:37 now left in the quarter. We got two from Dylan Fisher. Sorry, we're going. Not a lot of service in here. Having a bunch of some technical difficulties. And we get a three there. Big three. That time by Gabe Wyatt. He comes away with three. And now 11-5. They've cut it to six. That's too much Dylan Fisher right now in the boards. That's pretty much what you've missed. He's been killing them down low. They're going to have to box out Fisher here as we move into the second quarter. 1:13 now for Lomega to shoot. And now driving to Lumpkin. He drives outside and kicks out to Rivera. Thought about a long two. Instead, he dribbles and he walked with the basket. Oh, 3 seconds. They're going to call another 3 second call in the lane quick with that 3 second call. We're going to get a couple more substitutions here for Cherokee. Getting some bodies back on the floor as Trevor Green coming back in the basketball game, as well as Rustin James. They're going to be out there with Ramirez, with Gabe Wyatt, and Houston Bachelman out on the floor. That goes to Wyatt, now out to Ramirez. He's going to try a wing three. Hand in his face, went down, came back out, and goes right to Lumpkin. Nice rebound, Riley Lumpkin. He's looking to run, but he's got a 2-on-4. Picks it up. Might have got away with a walk there. Instead, they give it back around. Swing it to the other side to Ott. He's in the near corner. Get the ball up ahead to Blake Snowden. He's guarded by Ramirez. Dribbles low, dribbles into traffic, and it goes off his leg and goes right to Wyatt. Good defense that time by the Chiefs as Snowden tried to force the issue, and a turnover by Lomega. Crossover Ramirez, 11-5, 31 seconds to shoot. Wyatt's going to try a wing three, and he knocked it down. Big three there. Gabe Wyatt, he's got six with 24 seconds now left in this quarter. 11-8 the score. Riley Lumpkin flips it up ahead. And they're going to play for the last shot here with 15 seconds to go. And Snowden going to hold the basketball. He's got Ramirez on him. And they're going to try to get a screen from Fisher. They get the ball ahead to Lumpkin. He drives inside to the elbow. He's going to stop, shoot off the glass. Won't fall. Rebound one to shoot for Wyatt. I don't know if he's going to get it off, and he does not. So a nice little surge at the end there. Cuts it to three. 11-8 now to score. Lomega in front by after one. We'll be back after this. It's Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Tax time is here again. I know. It's not your favorite. But at H&R Block, tax time is our favorite time of year. It's when our tax pros get to do what they love the most, help people. By getting to know you, they can make sure your return gets done right. It's not just about numbers, boxes, and forms. It's about personal care, so you get every credit and deduction you deserve. And with an average of 10 years' experience, our tax pros get your taxes done right. Just one of the many ways Block has your back.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block at 580-256-6623. At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
K101.
I'm like, what in the world?
We've got your country covered.
KWOX, Woodward, Oklahoma.
K101.
Back here in Lomega, and a three by Snowden at the inbounds pass by Cherokee is taken away, and they Snowden drops in for a three, and it goes off the foot of Houston Bachelman. Another turnover for Rivera. He tries to get away with it. Finally, gets Fisher comes down with it and gets it ahead. Ball fake up underneath by Lumpkin, who takes it up and in, and a quick four by Lomega. Riley Lumpkin now getting on the board with his first two. And now to press on for Lomega. They get it ahead to Ramirez. He crossed the timeline. He's double-teamed and stripped and taken away from him. And that was Ulanok with the steal. Quickly ahead to Snowden. He's going to pull up for three because why not? The last one went down. That one does not go down. And it's rebound underneath. Who else? Fisher. Cole Fisher tries, or Dylan Fisher tries to take it back up again. And he gets, looks like we got a timeout on the floor. So timeout is a Cherokee. Coach Guffey a little upset right now with his team. 16-8. We're going to keep it right here since we just took a break. But 16-8, a little bit what you missed there. It's just too much Dylan Fisher on the boards right now. He's got eight tonight, and more importantly, he's got a lot of putbacks, and that's what we mentioned at the top. You couldn't really have if you're Cherokee. You had to box out Ott, you had to box out Fisher, and so far the Chiefs have not been able to do that. And good job, the Omega team, really getting up and down the floor, getting after it a little bit. Couldn't quite find some scoring as they're still searching for who that guy is going to be tonight, but right now it looks like it's Fisher who's had the, not necessarily a hot hand, he's got a lot of layups, a lot of putbacks, and he's got 8 points so far. Also, Blake Snowden with six, getting a start tonight and proving why they gave him a start. So nice job there by Coach Edsel getting him some run here early. So two to press on now. Again, looks like a man press. Nope, it's like a shifting 2-2-1. And now Rivera trying to take the ball away. They get it to Ramirez. He's got to get over the timeline. They get it ahead to James. He tries to get a nice crossover by James into the paint. And Fisher just goes straight up. And the ball goes off the foot and right to Lumpkin. Lumpkin bounce pass up underneath but stolen away by Bachelman. Did a nice job hustling back to knock that one away. Would have been an easy two for Lomega. And now Rustin James going to sit down. They're going to bring back in Jade Jansen. And Jade coming in the game now. Out there with Wyatt, and oh, we're getting a three again, and once again, that time, hand in his face, Snowden knocks it down as he's gotten hot here with nine. Blake Snowden now, 19-8, the score, big possession here for the Chiefs, and stolen away by Bachelman. He was triple-teamed, Rivera came away with it, went to Jansen, ball still on the floor, Houston goes down to the ground to get it, and a timeout by Coach Guffey to prevent the turnover. 19-8, we're going to take it with him. Lomega in front right now, 6:25 left in the half. We'll be back on Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Card Valet is the perfect accessory for you. Download the Card Valet app today and input your Bank Central credit or debit card. This allows you to set geographic regions for your spending, turn your cards on and off, set alerts, and so much more. That's the Card Valet app through Bank Central. Find it in your app store today. Bank Central, we're centered on you. Member FDIC, 580-327-1122.
Welcome back here to Kingfisher County. The Lomega Raiders lead the Cherokee Chiefs 19-8 here on the boys' side of things. Has just a little bit of a run there for Lomega. And the threes as Blake Snowden has come alive. Hit a couple big ones for the Raiders, who led 11-8 after one, but is now 19-8. So we've started out with a 8-0 run in this quarter. Cherokee yet to score, and really need to get on the board here with this possession. So Coach Guffey using another timeout, doesn't want to lose another possession, and getting a little loose with the basketball as the press from Lomega, which looks to be akin to the ladies' press, forcing a lot of turnovers here for Cherokee. Now the bounce pass inside to Leslie's back in the game, trying to play a point, take care of the basketball for the Chiefs. Ahead to Jansen. He drives inside, and we're going to get a foul as Snowden didn't quite move his feet fast enough. And that's going to be the first one on Blake Snowden. That's a third team foul of the game. Not many fouls called. A lot of travels, a lot of 3 seconds, but not many fouls so far. So letting them play on that end. Now Leslie drives into the corner, bounce pass back inside. It goes into the high post, and one pass outside to Leslie. Good ball movement into Green, but stolen away by Ulanok, but Green has to come back and get it. Takes it back, gives it to Leslie. 4-3, back iron, and a nice box out and a rebound by Lumpkin, who sealed off Bachelman from that board. Now quickly ahead to Fisher underneath the hoop, and he is fouled as they're trying to rush down before they can get the ball to Fisher for an easy two. Good look that time by Snowden underneath the hoop, and that's going to be the first foul on the Cherokee Chiefs. Now Rivera going to take a seat. Ulanok going to take a seat. That's going to bring in Owen Duffy now coming in. And now quick underneath the hoop again to Fisher, and he's fouled on the shot, and two quick ones by Cherokee. That looks like Leslie going to get tagged with that one on the hand check. It's a second team foul on the Chiefs. And now Fisher going to the free throw line. Chance to add to his point total. He's already got eight. He's been great tonight off the back iron. That one won't fall. Another substitution. This time Colby Roberts coming in. He's going to take Houston Bockelman out. Roberts, Jansen. It is Wyatt. It is Leslie. It is Trevor Green for the Chiefs. At the free throw line, it's Fisher knocking it down. Dylan Fisher got nine. 20-8 now the score. Ball back to Leslie and the press on again. Quickly head to Roberts. A nice press breaker that time goes to Green, who drives inside, takes it right at Fisher. Gets called for the walk. Tried to Euro step on Fisher, and another travel whistle, as there have been a ton of those. And now the ball ahead to Owen Duffy. Just crosses the timeline. Gets it down into Fisher. Back to Duffy. Little Duffy trying to find Blake Yost. Nope, back to Fisher. He drives in the lane. Nice jump stop by Fisher, but shot won't go. Got everyone to move, but missed a lay-in. And a fight for the rebound. Colby Roberts comes away with it. And quickly ahead, trying to find Green. He has to come back and get it because the ball was tipped. And instead, he's going to hand it back off to Leslie. He drives baseline. He's cut off. And two guys in the same spot. They're going to have to move. And if they try to throw it backwards, that's going to be an over and back. As look like Leslie and Green stuck in the same corner. And they couldn't find anywhere to give the basketball. Tried to get it to Gabe Wyatt and threw it over his head. That's going to be a turnover by the Chiefs. And it's going to go back to the Lomega Raiders. And Lumpkin going to take the inbounds here from Snowden. Going to give it right back to Blake Snowden. Snowden now down into the corner. Fisher bounce passes up underneath the Lumpkin. Posting up, mismatch in the post. He missed the shot, though. He had Leslie on his back. Couldn't make it. Rebound Cherokee. Jansen going to push it ahead. He's cut off on the baseline, but knocked out of bounds, or on the sideline, rather, but knocked out of bounds by Lomega. As there is not much room in that sideline. You go flying into that thing, you'll end up in the first row of the stands. It is a dicey out there. The other side is just the bench. There's really no sideline to be had. And now stolen away again. Nice defense by Lomega. Lumpkin's going to drive inside. Tried to bounce pass underneath to Jansen. Saves an easy two. Nice hustle that time by Jay Jansen. As the Cherokee doing a nice job getting back, trying to prevent the easy buckets, as Wyatt going to come out of the game now. And that's going to bring in Damian Lobato. We mentioned him. Fantastic football year for Damian. Now inside to Fisher in a blow block. He's pushed way out. This time Green pushes him way out using his strength, and he's got to give it up. He gives it inside, almost stolen away by Green, and gives it back up to Fisher. Ball bounced right to Fisher, rather. Nobody gave it to him. He just got lucky. And now, although he's been forcing his own luck, has Dylan Fisher. Now a handoff down to Lumpkin. Nice bounce pass underneath. Nice rotation, but a missed lay-in by Lomega. But Lumpkin comes back with it. He's going to put it back up and in as Riley Lumpkin. Blake Yost had a point-blank shot. He missed it, but Lumpkin never gave up on it. He came back and got the put back. It's 22-8, and that time blocked by Snowden. Goes right over to Duffy. And that time another steal by Cherokee. So back-to-back steals, getting a little sloppy. That one goes to Jansen, who hands it off to Leslie. Dribbles back out to the wing and gives it right back to Jansen. Leslie now drops into the corner to Lobato. Flips it back to Jansen. He drives in, finds a little space from the mid-post. It's going to drop out of the back iron and go right to Duffy. Good look that time. Shot wouldn't drop. Still 22-8 as a scoring drought for Cherokee with 3:47 left in the quarter. And Lomega getting a ton of steals. Nice back cut underneath by Yost, the freshman. This one he doesn't miss. He missed one earlier. That time a little back door motion from the far side of the floor. Find him underneath the basket. And a good look by Lomega is really starting to play well together. Looking like the fourth-ranked team in the state. That one almost lost by Leslie. Goes right to Lobato and ahead to Colby Roberts. Drive left side by Jansen. It goes off his, poked away. Looked like it almost went off his foot, but break there for Cherokee. And now more bodies coming in for the Chiefs. As Rustin James going to get back in here. He's going to be out there. He's joined by Colby Roach, Colby Roberts. So two Colbys in it. Looks like Colby Roberts, Colby Roach. Yep, both in the game. And now that one's batted away. Almost stolen, but Lomega again stopping that inbounds pass with those long arms. It's led by Fisher down there. Dylan Fisher in the middle of that zone. Now this one, Trevor Green finds a little spot in the corner, and they get finally inbound the ball over to Roberts. Other side, Rustin James looking for somewhere to do with the basketball. Tried to skip past it. Wisely bounce passes it, but goes right to Jade Jansen, He drives inside, kicks down to James, and that one he takes right at the hoop, and he rips it away. No call. He hits the ground hard as Ruston out of control that time, turns it over. Now 24-8 the score, and a big second quarter for Lomega, and Cherokee just having trouble getting buckets right now with under three to play in the half. And a lot of that just Lomega dialed up the pressure. The press has gotten better. They've really rotated well. We get a cut to the basket by Ulanak. He went left, back to his right, had an open layup, couldn't drop it. As a breakdown defensively that time for Cherokee. Now a bounce pass underneath and a turn and shoot by Roach. It won't go. The air ball, as it's got, so it looks like Fisher got a piece of it. Goes right back to Lomega. And Lomega going to drive inside of the paint. Dropped off inside to Fisher. Shot won't go in the turnaround underneath the hoop and a jump ball. 24-8 this time. The possession arrow going to stay with the Raiders. And a great second quarter for Lomega. And Dylan Fisher going to get a much deserved hand as he goes to take a seat, as he's got to be exhausted out there. As Lumpkin going to come in now for him. Inbounded underneath by Snowden. Drops it off, and Lumpkin just coming in the game under the hoop. He tried to get the pushback, tips it around, trying to find someone to grab it. It goes right to Trevor Green. Tried a baseball pass to the other end by Cherokee to James. It's batted away by Rivera. Goes right to James, and another jump ball. They're getting chippy out there. We got a player down. It looks like Bockelman, who just came back in. I don't know if he's holding a wrist or a leg. I don't know what's going on there. Hard to tell. It was all the way, it was away from the basketball. And Houston going to go take a seat. He's, you can tell if he's grabbing his wrist or his groin. Looks like a wrist or an arm there. And he is in some pain. And that's going to bring back in Wyatt. Gave Wyatt back in the basketball game. Gets it over to Jansen. One pass, two pass out to the wing. We're going to get a drive underneath by James. He's cut off. He's double teamed and tied up again. And not calling any fouls. They're calling jump balls almost every time there's contact. And again, that is the way that is has been refereed. They've been consistent with it. You're going to have to adjust. They are not giving fouls on those tie-ups. And now Lumpkin, other side, to Snowden from the wing. He's got Wyatt on him. He drives inside, bounce pass back outside, drive by Ulanak, back out to Rivera. No one could have come get Rivera. Finally, he gets rid of the basketball. Didn't want to shoot it. Now to the post to Lumpkin, who spins and shoots and scores. Nice offensive basketball. They probed the defense, so they found an open spot underneath the hoop, and Lumpkin starting to come alive. He's got six. And if Lumpkin and Fisher, and almost poked away by Rivera. It is poked away. Ulanak comes and grabs it. He's going to take it down inside. He's got no numbers. He pulls it back out to Snowden. 4-3 from the wing, and he hit the shot. Another three. Blake Snowden's got 12. And he has made everybody forget about Noah for tonight. It's a hot shooting night for Blake. And now a drive inside. Underneath the hoop, Blake knocks it away. It goes out of bounds. And scoring coming from in bunches now. Is this Lomega team really looking like a team? Damian Ramirez is going to come in this game now. Jade Jansen's going to sit down. As now we're going to get a hand for Yost. Blake Yost sitting down for Lomega. Now you got Lumpkin, you got Fisher, you got Snowden, you got Ulanak, you got Rivera in for the Raiders, and that one tipped and knocked out of bounds by Rivera. He's very active on that perimeter. Don't even expect him to come in there. You don't expect him to get across that quickly. He's doing a great job on defense. Doesn't shoot much, but does a great job in that perimeter D. Now Ramirez with the basketball. Under a minute, 29-8. It has been a disastrous second quarter for Cherokee and a great one for Lomega. As it picked up, Ramirez picked it up right inside the lane. And they're going to get a foul. They tagged him on the arm. And it looks like that was going to be, I thought I saw a 2-0 there, which would be Ulanak. And we're going to get, they're going to call it on Trevor Green. They're going to call this on Cherokee. This is going to go away from the basketball. And tough break as Green's got to come out now. As he picks up another foul. And they're going to give Trevor Green looks like his seat. He's still standing. They're going to call a technical foul. So a tee has been teed up, and they're going to put Snowden at the line. I'm not sure what the problem was, but the second one goes down. Didn't see much, but a quick whistle, and Snowden hits both the free throws, and then goes back to Lomega. I'm not sure if it was Green that they teed up or if it was Coach Guffey. Either way, it was a quick whistle there, and now it's 31-8, and that's a big call. And there's going to be a discussion amongst the referees as to what exactly happens, because it looked like there was a foul on the play, and it should be as they're sorting it out. Looked like the foul was on Lomega, and Cherokee should be shooting. So there we go. The technical free throws count, but the ball stays with Cherokee, so they're getting it right here. Is look like a little bit, a lot of confusion out there from the refs. Cherokee fans not happy with it. It's 31-8 now the score. Now Cherokee with a chance to this lead. They've only scored a couple points here. We get a drive by James, and he picks up the foul that time. He took it right at Fisher, and it is tough to shoot over those long arms. And Rustin going to go to the free throw line as Cherokee not scored in this quarter. It is 31-8. It was 11-8 after one, and Rustin James going to try to get the first 2 points of the quarter in his first two of the night, and that one does not fall, and just a tough shooting night. Ott's going to come in this game for Ulanok now, and it has been all Omega here in this second quarter. They've blown this thing wide open as, again, Cherokee trouble scoring, much like that first game, and that one goes down for Rustin James. His first point of the game and the first point of the quarter for Cherokee. And we said they could not have a game where they only scored six, and they're doing it again. That time an errant pass goes right to Ramirez. The drive, he's got three on one. He hands the ball back off to Wyatt. One dribble, Wyatt off the glass, won't fall. Fight for the rebound underneath, and a rebound and up, and Colby Roach got the foul, almost got it to fall. He's going to go to the line and shoot a couple. And I wish they would list who the fouls are on, because the scores, they were the other side. So I'm not quite sure sometimes who is actually getting tagged with them as the first one goes down for Colby Roach. But that is the fifth team foul on Lomega. That's going to bring Yost in for Fisher, which I'm guessing that was on Dylan Fisher, who's got a couple on him now. But that's now going to put Roach at the line again. Chance to add to that point total. And it just rolls out, but nice rebound by Bachelman coming back in the game off that, getting hurt a little earlier, and it's stolen away. Roach trying to get it to Wyatt, stolen by Lumpkin, takes it all the way down, and oh, he missed the lay-in. But rebound underneath by Snowden, who tries to put it back up and in, and they're going to call a foul underneath the basket. Bucket won't count with 11 seconds to go. And Roach, that one for two, now 10 to shoot. Up to Ramirez, he's triple-teamed, gets it ahead to Bachelman, five to shoot. Houston drives, kicks underneath to Wyatt, and he scores two. A little bit of a run now, and that won't do it as the baseball pass batted away, but a little bit of a run makes it a little bearable, but still 31-12. Big second quarter for Lomega as they start to pull away here. They lead 31-12. We'll be back after this. It's Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Tax time is here again, and this year H&R Block has many filing options to make it easy for you. Our tax pros are here to get your maximum refund with or without the office visit. You can drop by an office, use our drop-off service, or a tax pro can even do your taxes virtually. That's right. Send a few pics from your phone, and you never even have to leave home. You can stay in your sweatpants. Block has options for everyone. With so many ways to file, it's just another way Block has your back.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block at 580-256-6623. Card Valet is the perfect accessory for you. Download the Card Valet app today and input your bank central credit or debit card. This allows you to set geographic regions for your spending, turn your cards on and off, set alerts, and so much more. That's the Card Valet app through Bank Central. Find it in your app store today. Bank Central, we're centered on you. Member FDIC, 580-327-1122. Opportunity. It's right here at Northwestern Oklahoma State University. Start or finish your degree today at one of Oklahoma's best regional universities. We're located right here in Woodward, along with locations in Alva, Enid, and at the University Center in Ponca City. With online options and concurrent options, starting and finishing your degree has never been more convenient with NWOSU. Visit us online at nwosu.edu to learn about obtaining your quality, affordable education. Northwestern Oklahoma State University. Success lives here.
I work out every day. COVID won't kill me.
I'm 24. COVID won't kill me.
I have antibodies. COVID won't kill me.
It's been a long week. COVID won't kill me.
I'm 25. COVID won't kill me.
I'm partying outside. COVID won't kill me.
I don't need to wear a mask around my friends. COVID won't kill me.
I'm 23. COVID won't kill me.
If I haven't gotten it yet, COVID won't kill me.
I'm young. COVID won't kill me.
Famous last words. Don't let them be yours. Socially distance. Mask up, America.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
back here in Omega, here at Omega High School, and the Raiders lead the Cherokee Chiefs 31-12 here at the half. And we mentioned a little bit at the top of the show, you got to score more than six, which is what they had in the first half of the last game. So good news if you're Cherokee, you've doubled that point total, so you're already offensively doing a little better than what you did last game. But right now, Omega, a 31-12 lead, and showing why they are the fourth-ranked team in Class B, playing without one of their starters, and showing a little bit of depth, is bringing a lot of guys off the bench, and they're playing well as the initial starters. And that starts with Blake Snowden. He's got 14 tonight already, on pace for 28, and has really been big. Hit some big threes, playing well defensively. As Omega really playing well as a team tonight, and those bigs down low are absolutely killing Cherokee. Dylan Fisher's got 9, Riley Lumpkin with 6. Kelby Ott, we haven't even heard from, and he's another big they bring in. So really only 3 guys scoring. Blake Yost has a couple points, but 3 main scorers for Omega. And Cherokee, you've really got a key on those guys. You got to specifically single out Snowden. You can't let him continue to beat you. And Fisher is murdering you on the board. So everyone got to box out for Cherokee. And if you're Omega, just keep running, keep the pressure on. That second quarter, they really poured it on. They won that second quarter 20-4. And that's the kind of thing you're going to have moving forward in this tournament in a tune-up game. And what's really impressive about Omega on both sides of this thing, they could easily just kind of show up and go through the motions. And they have really put the hammer down, as they are not they're not here to just show up. They want to compete. And that is a sign of teams that are going to make a deep run. And that's what these Omega boys is really following suit, just watching the girls. I mean, I don't know if they scrimmage each other or not, but I would imagine those would be fun. But because both those squads can really play. And Cherokee hanging in there. Gabe Wyatt's got 8. He has been the lead scorer by far for Cherokee. Noah Leslie's got 2. Rustin James with a point, and Colby Roach with a point. They really need some production and some shooting from some other areas other than Gabe Wyatt right now in this second half, who's got 3/4 of their points. As they look, and if they want to look to come back in this thing, 31-12, obviously you're not out of it. It's only 19. We've seen crazy things, but you're going to have to start hitting shots, and you're going to have to get buckets. Omega's already out of the locker room, so they are feeling good. They are in a groove, and Cherokee right now probably getting an earful from Coach Guffey saying, come out, we want to see you come out in this second half and compete hard. So that's what we're looking for, to come out with the second. There's about 3:13 left here when we come back. So your score at halftime, it's Omega 31. It is Cherokee 12. We'll be back right after this. It's Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Card Valet is the perfect accessory for you. Download the Card Valet app today and input your Bank Central credit or debit card. This allows you to set geographic regions for your spending, turn your cards on and off, set alerts, and so much more. That's the Card Valet app through Bank Central. Find it in your app store today. Bank Central, we're centered on you. Member FDIC, 580-327-1122.
At H&R Block, tax time means max refund time. And with virtual tax prep, our experts can help you get your refund from home. Stay in your sweatpants. Just snap some pics of your docs and a tax pro does the work. Your maximum refund is guaranteed, or your money back. Virtual tax prep, one of the many ways Block has your back.
All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund.
Call your local Woodward H&R Block to set up an appointment today. 580-256-6623. Let's talk about value. When something is of quality and affordable, do you consider it valuable? That's exactly what you get at Northwestern Oklahoma State University, a great value with your education. Visit us online at nwosu.edu to see what degree path is best for you. With locations in Woodward, Alva, Enid, and the University Center in Ponca City, there are many options on where to attend, including concurrent and online options. Start earning your degree today at Northwestern Oklahoma State University. Success lives here.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gordon Christensen. When I became a dentist, I learned how quickly poor oral health can lead to other serious health problems. And for people without access to care, these problems can spiral very quickly. I wanted to help, so I joined Dental Lifeline Network. Right now, there's a wait list for patients in need in your community. I'm asking fellow dentists who will join me in seeing one patient per year.
To learn more, visit willuc1.org.
Welcome back here to Omega, Oklahoma, on the campus of Omega High School. That's Loyal and Omega. And it's just makes a nice pairing when they put those two together. Apparently, I've heard that they didn't get along before the unification. Apparently, there was some kind of rivalry. That's the rumor. But they seem to be getting along right now on the basketball court as they are rolling 31-12 after the girls put on a clinic. The La Mega Lady Raiders, the number one team in the state, with a bullet. As La Mega Raider boys, not too shabby either, fourth in the state, and right now up 31-12 here at the half over Cherokee. And La Mega won state title and won in 2001. They've had 8 appearances, the last one in 2012, a lot in the 90s, a lot in the 80s. And for Cherokee, no state title, 6 appearances. Their last was in 2004. Before that, though, none until 1953. This Cherokee boys team was a power in the 1940s. They had multiple state appearances in the 40s and now looking to try to get back to those winning ways. They've had a lot of good teams just looking to get over that hump. Right now they're just looking to try to get back in this game as they get the ball to start this second half. Cherokee switching sides, going right to left, red with the white numbers, and they're going to swing it back outside to Gabe Wyatt, who's a hot hand from the corner, takes one dribble in, slips it inside to Leslie, up amongst the trees, and it gets called for the whistle. Another travel, as multiple travels tonight from both squads, and that is just the way they are going to call it. And that time a turnover. There's a discrepancy as they thought it was a foul. And then they finally give it back to Lomega. Cherokee was trying to take it out underneath the basket, and the refs consolidate, get it right, and now they give it back to the Raiders. Rivera drives in. He's looking inside, trying to bounce, pass it up underneath. Gets it to Ott for Lumpkin, who gets it right back to Rivera. It's his first shot of the night. That one rebounds long, but goes right over to Lomega. Nice board that time by Blake Yost, who's starting his second half. So Yost in there now, starting the second half with Lott, with Lumpkin, with Snowden, who just steps back. He's going to try a step back three, and it's going to rebound long and goes right to Rustin James. James running over, had a rough shooting first half, did Rustin. Rivera's doing a nice job out there as he goes from one perimeter player to the other, and a nice lob pass up underneath to Roach, who starts the game, and he gets two, and maybe Colby Roach can get him going with some good minutes off the bench. 14 getting the start this half. He's out there with Jansen. He's out there with Leslie. It is Wyatt, and we're going to get a three in the backside. That's Ott, and an ill-advised three for Lomega. That's exactly what you want if you're Cherokee, and nice defense again by Rivera. Leslie just has to throw it off his hands. Is now Bockelman going to come in for Noah Leslie, and Houston going to take over as Coach Guffey doing a little coaching from his point guard. Now ahead to Jansen, drives inside, tries to get it around, and that one goes off the leg of Jansen. He forced the issue. Good defense and good position by Blake Yost, the freshman. Had him trapped on the sideline. They really do a good job of using the sidelines and using the half-court lines and the baselines as another defender through these Lomega Raiders on both teams. Really great position. Now we're going to step inside for a long two for Snowden. That one won't go. Another heat check. Bockelman looking to run. He's got a one-on-four. He's still going to try to take it all the way around and step in the baseline. And that time Houston trying to force it along the baseline, turns it over. Probably should have pulled that one back out. It was a one-on-five. Leslie looks like he's limping, and he's going to go to the locker room as Noah Leslie limping, or it might be a cramp. He's going to go walk it off. Now goes to Ott, back over to Snowden. Nice screen underneath the basket up to Lumpkin, who cut in between two defenders and scored. No backside defense that time by Cherokee, and Lomega makes them pay. Now the 2-2-1 press on for the Raiders. Quickly ahead to Jansen, flips it ahead to Gabe Wyatt. Gabe Wyatt picks up his dribble, back to Jansen, over to Bockelman. He drives into the paint, up amongst Ott and the trees, and we're going to get a foul on the ground. No shooting foul, and they're going to tag. Not sure who they tagged with that. It looked like possibly Fisher. Looks like Kelby Ott, so it's going to be his first. First team foul of the quarter. Now we're going to get a corner three on the inbounds pass. It won't go from Jansen. Ball's on the ground. And a fight for it, and nice hustle by Roach again, who ties it up. Jump ball, possession arrow, Lomega. But Colby Roach coming in to start this half, looking sharp. That time almost got a steal. Because, again, they're not calling fouls on those. Those are more often than not, the jump ball has just been a jump ball. And a lot of travels tonight as well. Driving side by Lumpkin. Driving kick to Ott. Corner three by the big guy. It's going to be an air ball. Goes right to Rustin James. He's got a three on two. He drives it inside on Rivera. It goes off Rivera's hand. And they're going to say a foul. A shove on the floor. And I believe that's going to be on number three, Hector Rivera. Second team foul now on Lomega. Cherokee inbounds it. Wyatt takes it over to Roach. Ball fake, flips it ahead to Jansen, has to come get it. Now he's going to take it up amongst two defenders. Tough shot, won't go off the backboard. Miss, and Lomega now looking to run. Snowden going to take it up. He's going to stop and pop from three. Just pull straight up. A rebound up underneath by Wyatt. It'll buy a shot there with Snowden with a 33-14 lead. Not what you need. And we're going to get a travel by Houston, who was a little bit out of control that time and lost its footing, trying to cut inside. So here comes Blake Snowden now. 33-14, Lomega in front, 5:15 to go. And a drive, nice pass by Lumpkin. Flows over his head to Rivera, and a great pass to Hector Rivera, who gets on the board with a couple. It's now 35-14. And now loose pass. Lumpkin again gets a hand on it. Goes right to Snowden. Back to Lumpkin and drives it up and in. And the steal and the bucket. And we're going to get a timeout from Coach. Looks like, nope, not Coach Guffey going to call. Somebody called timeout. It was either Coach Guffey or it was Coach Edsel. Either way, it is 37-14. Lomega in front. We'll take a break and be back. It's a round ball roundup on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC.
Back here in Kingfisher County as it is 37-14, Lomega Raiders over the Cherokee Chiefs. And Cherokee made a little run, and the Lomega just answered as they really turned up the pressure on defense. And Riley Lumpkin is playing well on both sides of the basketball right now to start this second half. He's picking up, really doing a lot what Dylan Fisher did in that first one, and getting his hands on a lot of loose balls and getting some easy buckets underneath the hoop. Well, maybe not easy, but he is certainly doing a great job flashing in when he's on the backside and finding some open areas. And now he's going to spearhead that 2-2-1 press with Rivera, who's so good at it. And now they get it ahead to Bachelman. Nice job by Bachelman coming in to break it. He's going to take it right at it. Goes off the side of the backboard, out of control. But a rebound by Wyatt, and that's swatted away by Lumpkin. Goes right inside, though, to Aiden Sanborn, who puts it up and in. So Sanborn bringing some offensive firepower. This is his first action of the night for Aiden. And now 2-3. And now we're going to get the zone defense look for. Oh, nope. They're in a man because Bachelman was on Lumpkin and forced a turnover. Nice job by Houston. Goes right to Rustin James. Bounce pass up underneath to a streaking Jansen down the right side. And Jake Jansen's on the board with a couple. Little run now for the Chiefs. So good job coming out of the timeout for Coach Guffey with 4:12 now left here in the third quarter. Now Rivera on the top of the key, swings it back around to Snowden. He's guarded by Jansen in the man, and they're giving Rivera a lot of room. They're daring him to shoot out there. It's Rustin James all the way down in the post, helping on the post. As they are not they're not scared of him shooting a jumper. Rivera did hit one a little earlier. Now they go over to swing it around. Yost gives it to Rivera. Back to the other side. That's going to be Snowden. Tries to flip it to Rivera and got a little ahead of himself. That ball goes out of bounds. And tried to save it, and they did not agree with it. I don't know about that one, as that looks like Rustin James said that's out on him. They had a little conversation with the ref, did not agree, and I don't know, that was close. Just didn't stay here with Lomega, and a nice pass underneath. No one found Yost, and he missed another lay-in. Yost missed a couple of point-blank put-ins for Lomega tonight. James now with the basketball, a little spin inside. He gets into the paint, drive, kick underneath the Wyatt, and they go for the block but get the foul. Nice pass that time by James into Wyatt. And that guy looked like Lumpkin on that one. So that's going to be the third team foul for Lomega. 37-18 the score. Russell with a chance to cut it here to 17. Two big ones with 3:27 to go. You want to try to get it closer in to single digits to start that fourth quarter. Only a second point tonight for Gabe Wyatt at the free throw line. And Gabe going to get another one. And he hit them both. So Gabe Wyatt's got 10. And cuts it to 17, 37-20. There's Rustin James on the pass to Gabe Wyatt. Gabe Wyatt picked up the foul on that play. Didn't pick up the foul. He got fouled. Picked up the foul on Riley Lumpkin. Now we're going to get a drive inside. That's going to be a kick back out to Lumpkin, who drives and kicks to Snowden on the far corner. He had a wide open three. Didn't go, but nice follow up underneath. Nobody boxed out Yost that time. He finally made it. He's missed a ton of those. That one falls. And nice hustle. No one boxing out again. Rustin James splits a double team, gets it into the paint, but loses the basketball. Goes right to Ott. Flips it ahead to Rivera. Rivera's got to chase it down. Tracks it down and gives it right back to Snowden. And tried to shoot a three, and he's fouled on the three. James tried to block it from behind. almost got all ball, but instead hacked him on the hand, and now it's going to put Yost at the three-point line, or not Yost, Snowden, rather, at the three-point line, or at the free-throw line to shoot three. First of three goes down. Blake's got 15 points. And that's going to be the first foul. Rustin James, first team foul of the half for Cherokee. Second one rolls in, and Snowden's money from the free-throw line. Rivera now going to take a much-needed breather, as he's been great out there. Ott going to come in the game now, and Ulanok, or Ott going to leave the game. Ulanok coming in it. And the third one goes, he hit all three, 17 for Blake Snowden. And quickly ahead, no one found Rustin James. A slip pass up underneath. He's going to beat everyone to the rack and scores. And now he's got three. Had to earn every bit of them. And now Snowden takes it across. He's got James on him. Man-to-man defense again. Goes over to Lumpkin. Lumpkin looks back to Ulanok. Goes over to Snowden again. He's going to try a three, and he hit it. He is unconscious right now. Blake Snowden with another three as he cooled off a little bit to start that quarter. Now he's back to his old tricks. It's 45-22, and just when Cherokee was trying to run, and another turnover. That time Ulanok pokes it away, gets it ahead to Lumpkin. Two on two. Lumpkin's just going to stop from the mid post, pull up, goes off the back iron. Ball goes right to James. He tries to rebound it, but knocks it away. As right now, Colby Roberts back in the game for Cherokee. It's Wyatt, it's Roberts, it's Sanborn, it's Jansen, it's James. And now inbounded up inside, and we're going to get Yost. Finds a little space, misses another mid-poster. A little, that time a little bit of a jumper, won't fall, as Yost having a hard time hitting some shots tonight. But his team still leads 45-22. Now they force inside to Sanborn, who tried to muscle his way inside. He ball fakes, he drops it off to Robbie. It's swatted away by Lumpkin, who sends it into the stands. Nice rotation again. And Lumpkin been really impressive tonight, particularly in this second half. As defensively, he's gotten his hands on a ton of balls. He's also scored a lot of post points. We mentioned trying to box him out at the top. They have not, first half, they did a little bit a good job of that, did Cherokee. And that did not this happen. That was poked away, but went off Sanborn, they're saying. And it looked like, they're going to say, he was just standing there with the basketball. Looks like it got poked away by Yost. And now they're going to have a conversation about it, because that looked, now we're at the other side of the court, is right in front of Coach Guffey, who does not like it. And he was standing right there, and he says that is ridiculous. He is not happy with that call. And I'm not over there, but that looked to be like a break for LaMega. Now Ulanok with a long two. It's going to come off the front of the rim, and ball don't lie. Goes right back to Cherokee, up to Gabe Wyatt. Tried to fake a bounce pass. Skip pass to the other side to Jansen. Goes in the corner to Roberts. Roberts driving baseline. Tries to hand it off to Sanborn. Gets it back out of the corner to Jansen. Now he drives into the paint. Takes it amongst the bigs and drops it in. Nice job, lowered his shoulder. Good body position by Jansen, and he gets to 45-24, all Omega from the tip. It's close in the first quarter. It blew it open here in the second quarter, as now Wyatt's trying to get it to James, and it's poked away, and they're going to say off of Cherokee. And the crowd does not like it, as they are getting a little restless. And Sanborn's going to take a seat, and that's going to bring in now Lobato coming in the game. Now back outside, Snowden's going to try another one, and he hit it. Blake Snowden, 23 points, and he is in a rhythm, seeing a basket the size of Omega right now. Now it's going to be in Jansen home. We got away with the travel there, but he's going to drive inside the left hand. Shocked they didn't call it. Left hand up, and he's going to get the bucket and the foul. Jansen attacks. Got a break there as they called a lot of travels. Looked like Jansen got away with a shuffle, but they'll take it. And that's going to be the fourth foul on Omega. It's going to put Jade at the free throw line. He's got six as he's a played much better in this third quarter with 51 seconds to go. That time he misses the free throw as we jinxed him. And Lumpkin tried to come away, but stolen away by Rustin James. Nice hands. Down inside to Jansen. Cutting towards the rim. Left hand up and good. He's got eight. Now it's a 20-point game with 40 seconds left. Lumpkin outside. They're going to drive down into the paint and a baseline pass out to Ulanok. Corner three. It's going to go long, and Lumpkin skies over everybody and picks it off. Straight up, though. Pretty good call. The crowd wanted it over the back, but Lumpkin just long rebound, and now 25 seconds to shoot, and if Omega's trying to hold for the last shot, Cherokee still man-to-man. They're holding it out. Snowden just holding it by the Omega logo. Wyatt's going to switch off. He's going to be guarding Snowden. He's going to hand it off to Lumpkin. Everybody switches, and Lumpkin with seven to shoot. Takes a double screen around the end. Tries to skip it over to Ulanok. He ball fakes. He's in the paint. He drives right hand. Nice defense. Ball goes right inside, and the buzzer will sound. as a tipped ball almost went down to Owen Duffy, who couldn't put it up and in. So that's going to do it for the third quarter, 48-28 Lomega. They've led from the beginning. We'll be back here on our Round Ball Roundup on K101.
Card Valet is the perfect accessory for you. Download the Card Valet app today and input your bank central credit or debit card. This allows you to set geographic regions for your spending, turn your cards on and off, set alerts, and so much more. That's the Card Valet app through Bank Central. Find it in your app store today. Bank Central, we're centered on you. Member FDIC, 580-327-1122. Let's talk about value. When something is of quality and affordable, do you consider it valuable? That's exactly what you get at Northwestern Oklahoma State University, a great value with your education. Visit us online at nwosu.edu to see what degree path is best for you. With locations in Woodward, Alva, Enid, and the University Center in Ponca City, there are many options on where to attend, including concurrent and online options. Start earning your degree today at Northwestern Oklahoma State University. Success lives here.
Omega leads Cherokee 48-28 on the guys' side of things, and a much better third quarter there for the Chiefs as that disastrous second quarter. Really, that was a 17-16 quarter for Lomega. And now Lumpkin again almost comes away with another steal, but I think he stepped in the baseline, and he did, as he has just been great in the second half for Lomega. As we mentioned, that second quarter, that disastrous second quarter for Cherokee, this would be a close game, but instead it's a 20-point lead. Sometimes seems like the girls team, they get a ton of steals. They got another one. Rivera got his hand on it, went right to Lumpkin. It's a one-on-one to the hoop, stops, pops, and scores. Riley Lumpkin's got 12, and all set up by Rivera with another poke away as he just gets after it there on the perimeter, does Rivera. Now we get a drop off down inside of Lobato. He's going to try to take it in. He picks up the foul, and he's going to go to the free throw line. That'll be the fifth foul on the Raiders, and we're going to get another substitution here. It looks like Dylan Fisher, so great in the first half. He's been a little quiet here in this half, but it hasn't mattered because his team is up by 22. And now Fisher's going to take a seat, as looks like that's going to be it for him. That's going to bring in Blake Yost, the freshman. So five fouls as Fisher in foul trouble. Now going to take a seat. Now there's a missed free throw by Lobato. Dylan Fisher has most of the fouls for Lomega. There haven't been that many fouls in this game. A lot of travels, a lot of 3 seconds, but not a ton of fouls if you're just joining us. And now that second one dropping as Lobato getting on the board with a point. Lobato's out there. Damian Ramirez is out there, as well as Gabe Wyatt and Rustin James. And that one's poked away by Rustin James. They were looking for Ott, was Yost, and it's stolen away by Cherokee. Drive inside by Ramirez, nowhere to go. Picks up his dribble. He's double-teamed. He's got to get rid of it. Tipped away again by who else? Riley Lumpkin, and another steal by Lomega. Now this time over to Snowden, who's got the hot hand. He's got Wyatt on him, who's now he's all the way out, not trying to give up those threes. Lumpkin's guarded by Ramirez. Over in the corner to Yost, looking at Ott in the post. He drops it into him. Drop step by Yost. He goes with his left, and he walked. Just one too many shuffles as he had James pinned. Instead, he gets called for another travel, and this has been sloppy, but not that sloppy. A ton of travels called in this game. Now Rustin James gets ahead to Colby Roberts, and now we're going to get a foul, a shove in the back on the baseline. Looks like another foul away from the basketball on Lomega. A 16 foul on the Raiders. One more will be the 1-1 for Cherokee, and I'm not even sure what they called there. Didn't seem to be anyone around. And another call on Lomega. They're going to drop into Wyatt in the mid post. Tries to get it to Ramirez and just overthrows his arms and out of bounds in an unforced turnover by Gabe Wyatt, who played really well in that first half. And now another turnover for Gabe. He's been held pretty much scoreless in the second half. He had 8 in that first. He's only got 2 so far in this one. Now Ott picks it up, gives it over to Rivera. They swing it all the way back around to the other side. That is Snowden. Now to Yost, back to Rivera. Looks inside. They are way off of him again. Over to Ott, top of the key. They swing it back around to Yost. It's guarded by Lobato. Gives it ahead to Snowden. He's got Wyatt on him. He stops just inside the elbow and drops into the post to Lumpkin. Ball fake, then back outside to Ott. Nowhere to go. Good defense that time by the Chiefs. And Lomega's got to reset. A couple down screens on either side. Rivera pops out. They give it to him on the far wing. Bounce pass top of the key. And Lumpkins just frustrated, says no one seems to be moving right now for Lomega. Finally, he gets it back over to Snowden, or back over to Yost, who gets it back to Snowden, top of the key. Lumpkins got to pop out to the wing, 5:48. Now Lomega just playing keep away with a big lead. Can't find anywhere to get the basketball. Now free throw line, no one got on. He's going to shoot it. It's going to miss. It's going to go right to Lobato, flips it ahead to Wyatt, who's got a one-on-three. Gabe Wyatt's got to pick it up and hand it ball back off inside to Rustin James. It dropped it to the feet, threw it right to Roberts' foot, and it's going to drop back to Rustin James. Gives it back to Ramirez. It goes off his foot, and we're going to call a kick. It wasn't off his foot. It was off Riley Lumpkin's foot, so the ball's going to stay with Cherokee. 50-29 now the score. 5:27 left. Roberts is now going to take a seat. Noah Leslie coming back in. Looked like he had a cramp or an ankle earlier. We'll see how he's moving on. It looks like to be okay. There's Noah. He's got Lumpkin on him. He bounce passes into Lobato. Lobato can handle a pass, and it goes right to Snowden. Almost got James, because he wasn't paying attention. Nice dribble that time. A nice save by Snowden to prevent the turnover. And he's going to flip it back over to Riley Lumpkin, far side. Cuts across, now back to the wing. That is Snowden. He's got Wyatt on him. Over to Ott. Ott back to Snowden on the near wing. Wyatt still on him as Omega not in a hurry. Under five to play, a 50-29 lead. The Cherokee going to need some turnovers now because Omega is almost thrown away there, but Snowden has to go save it. That time, Yost with an errant pass. Nice save by Snowden. Ball fake behind the back dribble. Tries to bounce pass in. Great pass up underneath to Yost, and what a job by Snowden, who's been fantastic. What an assist. And Yost gets two more. He's got six. He's now 52-49. Rustin James steps right inside and long two and drops it down. And Rustin, who's had a rough shooting night, has now got five. So he's starting to play much better in this second half. If that second quarter was rough on everybody on the Cherokee bench, and Lomega really pulled away in that quarter. And now just trying to milk this lead. Now a nice pass inside by Yost to Ott. He's going to swing it back out to Lumpkin. Nice ball movement by Lomega out to Snowden, but Wyatt in his face over to Ott. He's guarded by James. Hands it back off to Lumpkin and over to Rivera, and they reset. Lumpkin pops out to the wing, drives inside, and that one's stolen away by Lobato. He's got a two-on-two. He's taking it right at Rivera, then right at Lumpkin. Drops it off to Ramirez, who's going to shoot from the mid-post and just rolls out. Rebound underneath by Wyatt, but blocked inside by Yost, and he's going to come away with it and give it back to Lomega. Good defense that time by the Raiders as Cherokee missing a bunny. Now a drive inside by Lumpkin, driving kick to Ott here in the near corner. And he's going to get Snowden coming around a screen. He's going to shoot a three. That goes in and out. Ramirez with the rebound behind the back, and he's looking to run. 52-31, Cherokee now in a hurry. Skip pass almost thrown away, and James has to regather it as the cross-court passing for Cherokee has led to some turnovers and some unforced errors. Now up inside to Lobato. That one blocked away again by who else? Riley Lumpkin, who's just been great tonight. He's got 12 points. Him and Snowden have most of the points for Lomega. 52-31, Raiders in front, 3 minutes to go. And now Cherokee just trying to get some buckets here at the end. And Lomega is just looking to milk this clock and go home. Again, tough night for Cherokee, who's playing games back-to-back, essentially. And got some weak legs, and it's going to get tough here later on a Tuesday night playing against two ranked teams. Snowden again with one dribble down inside. Great pass and kicked out by Ott. And Rivera gets called for a travel. Or Yost, rather, was in the post. It was a nice two-man game there between Yost and Snowden. And now we're going to get some substitutions as some new bodies going to come in. Ulanot going to come in for Lumpkin. And Riley Lumpkin going to get a nice hand from the Lomega crowd as he was did a heck of a job tonight, did Riley. I don't know if we'll see him again with 2:37 to go. Jay Jansen back in the game for Cherokee. It's Ramirez. It's Jansen. It is Rustin James. It's Colby White. It's Noah Leslie. And on the other side for Lomega, Snowden still out there. Yo still out there. Rivera, Ulanot, and Ott. Now they get into the post. Nice cut around the back screen by Gabe Wyatt from the back side. Cut back door and got an easy two. Nice look that time. And you'd like to see more of that from the Chiefs. They had good movement without the basketball that time by Gabe Wyatt. Now a kick outside by Snowden. Ott's going to try a three from the corner, and he hits it. And when it's going right, it's all going right. Kelby Ott on the scoreboard. He hadn't scored tonight. 55-33 and under two to play. Ramirez, crossover dribble, gives it back out the other side to Wyatt. It's guarded by Snowden. One dribble inside. Thought about kicking it. Now he's just going to stop and shoot it. Nice stroke there by Wyatt, who has cut the lead now to 20. And that's the kind of offense you want to see from Gabe Wyatt. He's got that smooth shot and those long arms. Now we're getting a foul all the way back on the half court side is now. This is just going to bring in a bunch more young guys here. Colby Roberts going to come in now, as well as Colby Roach. Both Colbys coming in the game. And it looks like we got number, I cannot quite see. Looks like that's Kai McHenry, and it is for Cherokee. Getting his first action of the evening here with a minute 32 to go. Around to Ulanot. Ulanot drives. Back over to Owen Duffy, who's in now for Lomega. And other far corner, Yost looking around, and back to Rivera. Rivera flipping it over to Duffy. Duffy guarded by Roberts. Over to Ulanot. He's got McHenry on him. Now they swing it back around to Rivera. Ramirez on him. Now we're getting a three by Ulanot. Just goes off the back rim. Bounces, hits one more rim bounce. Almost goes to Duffy. Instead, Rivera corrals it. Nice hustle by Rivera. Into Yost. A nice scrub. Under move and a pass and a flashing Ulanot from Yost. Nice look by Blake Yost. Brooks Ulanot now has two. He's getting on the board with 52 seconds to go here in this one. 57-35. It's been Cherokee trailing Lomega since the beginning of this thing, and that one almost thrown away there by the Chiefs. Bodies on the ground. Cherokee tries to save it. Ball goes right off. Vera McHenry tries to track him down. 2-1. Ulanot, but he runs out of space, and the ball goes out of bounds. Chiefs. 34 seconds now left in this one. And some more substitutions of Rivera and Ott going to take a seat. Yost going to take a seat as they're going to bring in some other players here. Cambridge Eaton coming in for Lomega. Duffy's going to be out there as well as looks like one more player for Lomega. Looks like number one, Kai McHenry with the basketball. Daxon Duffy in the game. Kai McHenry now giving it over to Roberts, 19 to shoot. Ramirez going to drive left, runs out of space, going to shoot a little fadeaway jumper, and Ramirez gets a couple of points. And Damian with two. Now ahead, we're going to get a long three with 9 seconds to go. That's going to go off the front iron, no good. And a rebound by McHenry. Ball goes right back to the Chiefs to flip it ahead. McHenry with the basketball and back to Ramirez. That was Eaton who missed that three, and that's going to do it. 57-37. The Lomega Raiders hold serve at home. The guys and the girls winning both of them, and Lomega going to come away with this one. They're going to move to 17-3. Cherokee going to drop to 11-8. We'll be back to wrap this one up here from Lomega right after this. It is Round Ball Roundup on K101.
At Bank 7, they believe that if you help build a stronger community, you build a stronger bank. They're committed to acting with the highest levels of integrity in everything they do and in every relationship with their customers. Whether you want a one-on-one relationship with your banker or 24/7 online and mobile banking access, Bank 7 has you covered. Learn more at bank7.com. At Bank 7, their best investment is you. Member FDIC. Card Valet is the perfect accessory for you. Download the Card Valet app today and input your Bank Central credit or debit card. This allows you to set geographic regions for your spending, turn your cards on and off, set alerts, and so much more. That's the Card Valet app through Bank Central. Find it in your app store today. Bank Central, we're centered on you. Member FDIC, 580-327-1122.
At Shriners Hospitals for Children, there are a million reasons to share love. My buddy Caleb is one of them. This is his story.
Hi, I'm Caleb, and this is my story. I was born with osteogenesis imperfecta, or brittle bone disease. I have broken my bones almost 200 times, and I have had 11 surgeries. But I didn't let that stop me. I love to bike ride, climb, race, and I'm learning how to stand and walk. But I can only do all of this because of generous people like you and Shriners Hospitals for Children.
There are a million reasons to share love, but you only need one. Caleb is one reason. To learn how you can share love, visit loveshriners.org.
Thank you.
Back here in Omega, the Lomega Raiders come away winning the double dip. They showing why they are top five ranked teams in the state, and the Lomega Raider guys coming away with a 57-37 win over Cherokee. And Cherokee really three out of the four quarters played well. It was one 20-point quarter where they lost the quarter by 20-4. That really blew this thing wide open. Ended up being that 20-point lead for L'Omega, as L'Omega Raiders coming away with the victory, as they are going to move again 17-3. Cherokee drops to 11-8. But Cherokee's some not all bad news for the Chiefs, as last time they only scored 18. This time they put 37 on the board. They doubled their offensive output, which is signs for improvement. They gave up 57, which is three less than they gave up the last time. So something to build on if you're Cherokee heading into that district where you've got a district opener versus Laverne, and you've got to open with Laverne. The guys do not get a bye on the guys' side for the Chiefs. They're going to have to win that one, or that will be it, as that game is going to take place Friday the 12th at Laverne at 8. Winner of that's going to get Texoma. And L'Omega, they're not going to get a bye either, but they're going to have a pretty easy opener. They're going to take on Kearney. The winner of that gets the Dover Agro winner. That's not a first-round bye, although, we'll be pretty surprised if this L'Omega team drops that one. They're going to get some help, as Noah Snowden going to be back for that one. So 57-37, your leading scorers tonight on the Cherokee side. Gabe Wyatt finished with 14. Jade Jansen had 8. Noah Leslie with a couple points. Rustin James had 5. Colby Roach with 3. Damian Ramirez with 2. Aiden Sanborn with 2. Damian Lobato with 1. So good news for the Chiefs. You got contributions from all up and down your lineup, and you're going to need that moving forward as we get into the postseason. Right around the corner coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend, we're going to be in districts in the lower classes. And for L'Omega, your leading scorer, Blake Snowden, was exceptional. He had 23 tonight, was on fire, played well in both halves of the game, was out there most of the game, and really picked up that scoring for the L'Omega Raiders, getting the start. He didn't get the start in the last one, but this time he proved his worth there out there. Blake Snowden is a great weapon there for the L'Omega Raiders. Also, Dylan Fisher had 9. He had a great first half. Got a little foul trouble, kept him out of the second half. And Riley Lumpkin was great. He had 12. And he is defensively and on the boards. He's going to be a load in the postseason in Class B. Hector Rivera had 2. But, man, is he good in the perimeter defense. They basically dare him to shoot. He doesn't shoot much. He did hit the one shot that he shot, one of a couple shots that he shot. So his shooting percentage was high. But a great night for Hector as well. Brooks Uhlenauck had 2. Kelby Ott had 3. Blake Yost had 6 for L'Omega. And Blake Yost had a rough night as he missed some lay-ins, but still finished with 6 and some great defense there for Blake. So great showing there by the L'Omega Raiders. And that is what we came to see, and they put on a show tonight. They certainly did. And that is what we try to bring you here on Roundup. So a couple wins by L'Omega. We want to thank some sponsors before we get out of here. Bank Central, Bank 7, H&R Block, Northwestern Oklahoma State. Thank you so much. Couldn't bring it without those guys. They make the magic happen. We also want to thank everybody at K101. CJ Montgomery, couldn't do it without CJ. He's been covering sports here for a long, long time, longer than some people have been alive for some of us, for some of the youngsters out there. Not longer than me, but for some other people. And he's been doing a great job, still does a great job, and we love CJ, and he's the best. Sean Miller, Kathy Reese, BJ Gonzalez, thanks so much for paying the bills and making the magic happen. The finances, really the most important part. Brock Campbell and Tyler Riggs out there calling the Woodward game right now in Woodward. They should be wrapping up right about now as well. I want to thank those guys for doing a great job. Brooke Williams, the owner of the station, taking over for Doug Williams. Wouldn't have a station without the Williams family, and Brooke stepping in for her father, who is a legend in the radio business around these parts. And Sean Kelly working the board back there amongst all the technical problems that we had this evening, and would certainly made the best of it tonight, considering how sometimes these things can be unpredictable, and that certainly happened tonight. So we're happy we could bring you what we could bring you. We want to thank you for listening. So your final scores tonight, again, on the ladies' side, the L'Omega Lady Raiders come away 90-45 winners over the Lady Chiefs, and the fellas winning, the L'Omega Raiders beating Cherokee on the guys' side 57-37. You can join us this Saturday. That's right. We were going to be in Balco. Tyrone taking on Balco. That's going to be a good one. That's going to be Saturday, 2 o'clock. Going to tip that one on Saturday, so not a Friday, as some schedules getting moved around here in the postseason. So we want to make sure you're there to hear all the action from Balco. A couple ranked teams going at it. Should be a lot of fun. So I'm Trent Caldwell, everybody. Want to remind you, be safe going home and have a great night.
You've been listening to Round Ball Roundup on your Tri-State Sports Leader, K101. Round Ball Roundup has been brought to you by Bank Central National Association, centered on you. Northwestern Oklahoma State University, success lives here. H&R Block, Block has your back. Call 580-256-6623 to visit with your local Woodward H&R Block today. And by Bank 7, where their best investment is you. Executive producer for Roundball Roundup is Brooke Williams. This has been a presentation of Omni Media Group and K101, the tri-state leader in sports. K101.